Warning, the following episode will contain spoilers, as well as hard language, so viewer discretion, all that good stuff. You're not new to it, we say it all the time, but keep in mind, we will be spoiling a lot in the following episode of Captain America: Brave New World. Enjoy! Hello, and welcome to another episode of We're Waiting For You. I'm one of your hosts, Star, along with my co-host, Devo.
Hello.
Hello. And we're more or less getting back in line, aren't we, Devo? Because we're jumping into Captain America Brave New World today, right?
Yeah. Getting it out there as fast as we can.
Yep. But just to jump into it a little bit here, the main actors, protagonists, whatever you want to call them, but we have Anthony Mackie, who obviously plays Sam Wilson, Captain America. Harrison Ford, which I kind of crucified a little bit on one of our previous podcasts, and you kind of agree with it, Debo. They played President Thaddeus Ross. We have Danny Ramirez, who's Joaquin Torres, who is trying to be the new Falcon. As well as we have just a slew of other just supporting actors and actresses throughout the movie we'll talk about. But before we jump into the storyline and everything else we want to talk about, Debo, give us what's a budget breakdown on this movie so far?
So, you know, it cost like $180 million. And so far, this is only the second weekend out. I think it's about to clear $300 million. So it's going to end up making money, but definitely nothing like previous Marvel projects that were usually clearing $500 million by now.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I'm reading a post here from today, actually, the 23rd. Right now, it is sitting at $289.4 million. And this is based off of IGN and what I'm reading here from numbers.com. So, yeah, it's about to hit $300 million. It's not too far off of what we said, right? Because gross U.S. and Canada, it hit $141 million. And then gross worldwide is $148. And we both said it. You know, it's going to hit the 100 mark here, but 200 internationally. It did better in locally, domestically, that I thought, to be honest.
Well, it fell just short for the big question we had last week was would it do 200 million globally opening weekend, and it hit 192 million, just short of the 200 million.
I really wanted this movie to do 150, to be honest, domestically, not even, you know, worldwide. I wanted to do it domestically, but it didn't do that. It's just because, you know, I'm a huge Captain America fan. I'm a Anthony Mackie fan. So I wanted it to do more, but I guess we can just jump right into it. Where do you want to start? It's just so much to talk about here.
So I think that a big reason for the underperformance financially was the trailer. Okay. Holy shit. I've said it before. We've recorded many times. I don't watch trailers, but it was unavoidable the amount of marketing they did for the Red Hulk. It was everywhere.
I agree.
It was in everything. That was literally the end of the movie. So I go back and I watch the trailer after I see the movie. And it's like 25% of the trailer is the fight scenes with the Hulk. Why do they do that? I understand you have Harrison Ford. Mm-hmm. But why?
So a little context here, because the movie just semi came out, right? They're picking up movie.
Yeah.
No, not towards you, just the audience listening. But they're picking up the lore from the movie based off of the Hulk movies, the earlier ones, not even the Marvel ones. It was 20th Century Fox or whatever, right? And they're picking up. Go ahead.
So that wasn't Fox. That was MGM Pictures, which is owned by Disney.
You're right, MGM. But they're picking up that storyline and continuing it here. That's the whole lore why, you know, it's why we have a Red Hulk now, which is, I don't know. I sounded excited for this movie because I really was, but I'm a little on the fence about it. But going to your point, Devo, the trailer, 100% misleading. Now, we've had this from Marvel before, but it wasn't misleading to the point where they showed us an entire fight scene, which happens at the end of the movie, happening in the entire trailer. And yeah, the trailer doesn't, I don't think the trailer did this movie justice at all.
No, well, they tried to show the trailer like there was multiple Hulk fight scenes. Like they showed the scenes from the White House, they showed the scenes from the cherry blossom garden, whatever you want to call it. It would have been so much better as that is a reveal in the movie. I don't know why this is shown. This would be like Winter Soldier in the trailer revealing that it's Bucky. This would be, any number of things, like revealing that it was Bucky that killed Captain America's, sorry, Iron Man's parents. Revealing that in the trailer. Like, that's why Iron Man's pissed. Guess what, guys? Bucky killed his parents. Why wouldn't you let us experience that in the theater?
I agree. So my whole thing, and we're going to talk about this even more, but I didn't like they brought up the Serpent Society in this movie. We only saw those motherfuckers for like 20 minutes and then we never saw them again. The Serpent Society is so big in the comics. Sidewinder is so big in the comics, which is Giancarlo, played by Giancarlo Esposito. He didn't have a big role in this movie at all. We saw him at the beginning and we saw him a little bit in the middle, and that's it. And then we had the leader, right, which is played by Tim Blake Nelson, which he also plays Stern, Samuel Stern. There was so much missed opportunity in this movie. They did, I agree, they didn't have to expose, like in the trailer, the Red Hulk, right? They could have ended the trailer with maybe just you don't even know if it's Harrison Ford's eyes. It starts going red or yellow the way it is, and then end it there. But no, they decide to give us a full-fledged, yeah, this is a big Red Hulk movie, which, to be honest, it threw me off a little bit as I was watching the movie. I was like, oh, this guy's behind all this. It's Thaddeus Ross. You know, we've known him throughout the entire 10 years, 12 years, 13 years of these franchises, that he doesn't give a shit if he has to step on people to get his way. I thought he was really manipulating this entire movie until we got to Stern, and when Stern was giving him a call and fucking with him, and I was like, oh, okay, so it wasn't him. But I agree. I don't think they should have showed off the Hulk in the trailers at all. I think they fucked
No,
up at that
that
point.
was a huge mistake. There was no reason to even really, I mean, I hate to say it, but the movie story-wise doesn't progress much outside of the big reveals, right? That the celestial metal is adamantium, and that's how adamantium's going to enter this universe.
Correct.
Outside of that, this doesn't progress the universe. There's not like, oh, what's the next movie going to play off of this? There's not really much to go off of except for we're going to bring back the Avengers. Like the president has wanted to bring back the Avengers, and that's fine. But to show that off, that's the entire story of the entire movie, and they teased it so well in the movie. Like that first time that he starts to Hulk out in the ship on in the U.S. destroyer. And his legs start getting thicker. That would have been such an amazing fucking moment if you didn't know that was what was happening. If you thought like, because right up until that moment, you think he's possibly just having a heart condition because they had already talked about his heart condition in previous movies. I think in Infinity War, they talked about his triple bypass surgery.
No, that and they actually not Infinity War, it was Civil War. Captain America Civil War is where they teased that.
Yeah. But you could have just ran with that.
Yes,
That got a
100%.
heart problem. And then all of a sudden, oh my God, it's not a heart problem. He's a fucking Hulk. That would have been so fucking amazing. And more importantly, it would have given people something to talk to other people about. They would have been like, guys, there's a major moment in this movie, and they talk online about it. If you don't want it spoiled, you have to go see the movie. Now, there's nothing to go see. We already know.
Yeah,
And
the
that's sometimes
biggest.
That's 90% of why I see this shit opening weekend, is because I don't want it fucking spoiled.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem with the movie itself, once again, I don't hate the movie. I don't think it's a great movie at all. I think from all the Captain Americas, it's the weakest one by far. But I think the storyline is what made this movie so bad. Not only did you mention the Hulk and Thaddeus Ross, right? Because none of the other movies led us to believe he was going to be a Red Hulk, but they did not use Sidewinder really in any way to push the narrative forward. They didn't use the Serpent Society to push the narrative folder. They didn't use Stern to push the narrative folder because forward, not folder. But one of the other problems was that when we get even the end credit scene and the, yeah, the end credit scene, because there is no mid credit scene, the end credit scene, he goes, oh, but you're gonna have to face the others and the others. We already know about there's other peoples out there. We already know about the multiverses. Why are you teasing that again? You're not doing anything to push this story along. We are still stuck without even having anything to progress here. Because, Devo, the whole thing about, if you look at each and every Captain America, if we look at the first one, right, it goes from him being during the World War II era to now he's in current times. He meets at the end. We meet Samuel Jackson, Nick Fury's version. The end of, you know, Captain America, that was the first Avenger, but the end of the Winter Soldier at the same time, it progresses story forward because now we also have Bucky, who's out there as the Winter Soldier running around. He destroys Captain America, Chris Evans, destroys S.H.I.E.L.D. That progressed the story along. This doesn't progress anything along. The only thing we got out of this that would progress it along is there's a secret serpent society out there, and then Celestial Island, which has adamantium. That didn't do anything. It didn't really progress. Okay, we just added this two items to it, but that added nothing to the story. And that's my biggest hate about this movie is the story was awfully written, and it didn't do anything to move anything along. It's like, we had a story, but then because of all the rewrites and the reshoots, we fumbled the ball here. I don't think this progressed anything. It doesn't do anything.
But that's my point, though, is that I think the story would have been better if that... Because right now, you're talking about what... Like, seeing it and having the Hulk happen on screen instead of in the trailer or knowing beforehand, that would have been something we would talk about as something that progressed. But we're not talking about it as something progressed because we didn't realize it in the theater. We realized it 6 months ago. You know what I mean? Oh, like, it's something
I do.
It's almost like it's prior known. And like the Serpent Society thing, since we're bringing in the Defenders now, they're officially in the MCU. We already saw the Serpent Society in Luke Cage. So we're just adding, just like, they're just pulling from pieces, but they didn't give us really anything new in this except for the adamantium.
So the Serpent Society, we didn't know. I mean, we saw Giancarlo Esposito in the trailers, but we didn't know they were going to try to fully introduce it, which they didn't. They gave us Sidewinder, and they gave us another character there, which is Copperhead. Those are the only two we got. But then we also got Commander Dennis Dunphy, which is the guy who Stern kills, if you remember, the commander, when he finds out about the pills. Yeah. They're all gone. Except for Giancarlo's Sidewinder, which he might be coming back in the next movies, but that didn't progress anything. The Hulk, even if they introduced the Hulk in the movie and they're going to write off Thaddeus Ross at the end, because they kind of did, you still have all these other storylines. You can do the Serpent Society, and then also the adamantium with the Celestial Island, which I don't know why they call it the island, but they call it the island. They could have done a lot more in the movie with that in mind, but they didn't. That's what I'm saying. No. This story sucks so bad because they also did mind control here. And I think the mind control thing was very poorly written because the guy knows where everyone's going to be at. The guy knows what person to mind control at what time. Because there's a part in the movie, if you remember, where they capture Sam and Joaquin coming out of Echo whatever area, and he immediately knew who to mind control because it's specific per person, they said. So you knew who to control these FBI agents that we've never seen before, and you knew they were going to be there. I didn't like that. I would have preferred that they were all killed by Serpent Society came in out of nowhere because he was in league with them, or they were working with him. Like, there was nothing here about that whole mind control thing. I thought that was a waste of fucking time and stupidness.
I mean, there's a little bit, because if you think from he gets out of the facility, and maybe he was the one who called in the agents to come and arrest them, because he gets out of the facility while they're still stuck inside.
No, but he said they were sent by the president. They were sent by the president.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, because remember, he was intercepting communications between the president and the special forces. So that was the whole thing, was it was his order that went to the CIA to steal steal the stuff, to hire the. So he was definitely hacking things and communicating and making sure. So, like the assassination scene with the president, it's possible that he was counting on one of them to shoot the president.
Yeah.
But to be extra safe, he had four. He had four in the room trying to kill the president. So he went for, tried to go for absolute certainty by having more than one option. So it's possible that if you think of for like a strike team, he didn't necessarily know which person was going to be arresting them. Maybe he had one person in every team was coerced just to cover all his bases.
But this goes again. He knew where Dumphy was going to be at. He knew exactly he was going to come up this hill. He knew exactly already to mind control this one guy that he's probably never worked with before. You might be right. He accepted, you know, intercepted communication, but he knew exactly where to meet Dumphy, mind control him, kill him, and just walk away. Like, yeah. That is all just, to me, it was just stupidness. Send the Serpent Society. Give us something. Like, oh my God, this secret society is everywhere now. And Copperhead, Sidewinder, all the other fucking, you know, different atmosphere you could have sent us. It was nonsense to me. This whole mind control thing was nonsense. It would have been better. This fucker had all the pictures of the people he wanted to control in this base. But he had it nicely set up in his little laboratory, and it's like, you're this smart, but you need to pin up everyone's pictures and everyone's profile so when Sam Wilson comes along, they all see it. I understand it's for the sake of the audience at that point.
No. I think that was 100%. I think that was anticipated. I think he wanted Sam Wilson to see Thaddeus Ross, and that was the whole thing. He wanted this to happen.
Then so why kill Dumphy? Why kill Dumphy if he did about the pills and all that?
Well, because the pills were given. I think there was a mistake there that people thought the pills were preventing him from being the Hulk. The pills were forcing.
No, I'm not talking about that. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's giving him gamma. That was the whole point of the pills.
Yeah.
But why
microdosing gamma?
Why kill Dumphy if Sam Wilson stole the pills and says, "Hey, find out what these pills are for"? Dumphy finds out, but before he gets to tell Sam Wilson, you killed Dumphy. That was all pointless.
Well, no, because possibly he gets the information to the president gets the banner, and they get a serum to stop it.
But none of that happened. What I'm saying is Stern left all this stuff out, and before he even got to the president or even Sam Wilson, they kill the guy off. Mm-hmm. Like, what I'm saying is a lot of this that was written into the movie was just pointless. You didn't need to do all this. I think... Look how the original Captain America's did it, right? It didn't need all this stupidness that they were doing. If you look at the first one, it was just introducing the character, but also he had a rival, right? His rival was the Red Skull at that point. Then we fast forward, the Red Skull is no longer in it. Then we have the Winter Soldier. And in the Winter Soldier, you had Bucky, and then you also had S.H.I.E.L.D., the underground S.H.I.E.L.D., which was Hydra, right? You had this balance in here. All we had in here was... We're introducing you Secret Society. Now they're gone. We're going to give you Stern. Now he only plays 20 minutes in this movie because most of his shit is dialogue. But then we're going to give you Hulk at the end. Sam doesn't have a bad guy here to compete with at no point. What, Giancarlo Esposito, where he drop kicks him? By the way, that was a good fight scene where he just came out of nowhere and fucking kicks him through a windshield. I love that part.
Yeah.
But it was like a lot of this was just pointless. We got mind control. If this guy was really so smart, and he had all this planned out. How did it fucking collapse at the end for him where he didn't have to do all this?
But here's the thing. He won.
No, he did not.
Yeah. No, his whole goal was to take down Ross.
Ross
right.
is done. His legacy, right? His legacy was gone.
He wanted revenge on Ross. That's all it was. Ross.
Correct.
He said Ross would give me a pardon when he became president. He didn't do it. I'm going to take you down.
The reason I say he lost is because he wanted him to kill Captain America. He said it.
No, he said, you are going to die. He warned. He said, don't go. He said, if you go, you will die.
Right, but he wanted Ross to kill him.
I don't think, maybe that would hurt Ross even more to kill him, definitely. But either way, once he became the Hulk, Ross was done. He won. Just
right.
Like Zemo. Zemo didn't kill Captain America or Iron Man. but he did kill the Avengers. So
correct.
Zemo won.
Yeah, but I'm
so
not arguing
kind of
Zemo.
What he did.
Zemo
no,
tore them
but
apart.
But that's kind of the same plan. It's like if Thaddeus would have killed Captain America, that would have just been a cherry on top. Everything else is a win for him.
Well, what I'm saying is none of this, the way it was planned out for a guy so brilliant, was worth it. It was all pointless to the story itself. This story was ass. It was not good. You're trying to back up the story here, but this story was atrocious, and the numbers show it, and the audience score shows it. Now, the redeeming factor for this movie, and I've been saying it when I've been talking to people, is the acting was amazing. The CGI was good. The choreography was really good in this movie. There's a few places here and there, but there's a lot of stuff that did not make sense here. The story was just ass, and so was the product placement, which was evident throughout the movie.
Yeah, the Hummer. Yeah,
the Hummer.
I don't think it was more than that.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it was. I think it just got robbed by not having the reveal of the Hulk, but I still think it was. Like I said, here's with the leader, he doesn't get to come out if he doesn't get arrested. So he has to come out and give himself up and out Ross. I like that. I'm not saying that's a great plot overall. I'm just saying that he did win.
See,
and
but
I have a feeling that who I forget who it is, but we never got to see who Ross's vice president was.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that Ross's vice president is going to turn out to be a bad thing.
I have a note on that as well.
Okay. But
No. But going back to Stern, him giving himself up, I thought that was pointless as well. Because you have a leader, right? It's known as the leader for those who don't know in the comics. Brilliant guy. He's a strategic person because he can see things before they happen. It's all calculated in his mind. Him giving himself up to me was pointless. They should have made it that Captain America had a lead or something to make him go find this guy, put him in, because the leader could have worked with the secret society in a future movie, could have done something, unless their whole point was we're going to write off the leader. This is the end of that guy, but make Captain capture him. That would have been better. This whole, I'm going to turn myself in. I want to talk to Cap. Maybe it was to save Cap from going there, but he should have, hey, number wise, the Cap is going to go there to try to stop this guy. For a guy so smart, I thought it was just so stupid. That's my problem with that.
But that's the thing. Like he was so smart. That was his plan. Is that his plan fails if he doesn't surrender the way he does. The press that were asking Thaddeus Ross those questions,
mm-hmm.
he had already fed the press. He was the leak. He called all the media and told them. Like, so Ross is trying to do a press conference for the treaty. And the press is like, sir, 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 what about Stern? What about Stern? And like, you can see Ross is like, how the fuck did you find out about Stern?
Right.
He had already given himself up to the press before he showed up to be arrested.
You can give yourself up to the press, but don't give yourself in. At the same time, he could have released all the tapes that he recorded.
But the thing is his whole thing is to be the victim.
Right.
He's
I get
the
that.
Victim.
And what happened to this victim? What happened to this victim? They put him away in prison, in the fucking raft.
True, but he like you said, he didn't care. He didn't care. He didn't want to cover his tracks.
It's
just
a
like
weak
Zemo.
Use of the character.
No, like I said, like just like Zemo. Zemo was going to blow his head off. He wasn't trying to get away. He did what he did. He broke up the Avengers, and he was going to shoot himself in the head. Black Panther stops him, and he sends him to jail.
Right. I remember all that.
Yeah, the leader, that was him being in his mind, he was doing a martyr. Yeah, that's what he was. He was a martyr. And so now, the way the belief is that he was a poor scientist that was captured and experimented on by the U.S. government, and now he's being held as a prisoner again, but his following is going to explode.
Correct. I get the following.
Because he is still the victim.
Yeah, but once again, it's weak writing all the way around. There's a lot that happened in this movie that did not have to happen that way.
I guess, but the thing is it's kind of like the 14 million and one options for Thanos, right? The Doctor Strange looking into the future is the leader is he doesn't exactly predict the future, but his mind is working on the best chances for the outcome that he desires. And if you go from that standpoint, maybe this is the only way that this situation could go the way it went was if he took these specific exact actions that this happens, this happens, this happens, this happens. And that's what, from the very beginning, it's kind of funny. Like, he talked about he was the one advising his campaign. And he says, yeah, they said if I shave my mustache off, I have a 77% chance of winning the election.
Right.
That was from the leader.
Right. But you keep bringing up the leader, the leader, the leader. I'm saying as a whole, as a story for Captain America, yeah. Sam Wilson's first movie, Anthony Mackie's first movie as Sam Wilson, it is not a good story. It fails him as a Captain America.
Yes, yeah, yeah. This is not a. It's weird, but this is also part of the Brave New World. The title is that it's. I guess it's not going to be the same as the other Captain America movies. You're not going to have.
I get
the antagonist, and it's funny. He wasn't the target. Every other movie, Cap is the target. This movie, it was actually. It was really Thaddeus Ross versus the leader, and Captain America was just there trying to hold the line, and then not trying to get war between Japan and the United States and all kinds.
I like that. I like the fact that he was the person trying to keep a balance here. I noticed that when the whole thing with Japan and Ross. So I'm glad you brought it up. Throughout the movie, he is that balance of, hey, I'm just trying to keep the world at peace here. I'm trying to do my best. I'm juggling all these different things. For a guy that's not a super soldier, Devo, I'm glad you noticed that too, because that tells me if I notice it, you notice it, other people will notice it. Like he, as a Captain America, that's great for him.
Yep.
So I love that, but I still think the story did not help his Captain America version.
I would love to see him take more of a tech path if he's not going to be a superhero, like a super strong hero. I would love to see, because Department of Damage Control, the DDOC, they have all of Stark's technology now. And if he is going to be like Captain America backed up by the U.S. government, it would be interesting now that his Wakanda suit's destroyed if he gets a U.S.-made adamantium Stark technology suit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing I was thinking. That he could fight super beings that way. That would be kind of cool because I liked the power wings. Those power wings were fucking awesome. The fact that he cut into the Hulk the way he did.
No, that was great. So, like I brought it up earlier, the fight scene. The fight scenes were great in this movie because there's a part right at the beginning where he gets his ass a little beaten by Copperhead. And he asks him, are you done? And he's like, nah, but let's get this shit going. I got shit to do today. That was hilarious. That whole fight scene, and he goes at him, and he kicks his ass. And you said it. He feels the pain when he gets hit. He feels the injuries. And I like that they did that. And I love the gear they gave him. And he used it so well throughout the movie.
And
the only thing I didn't like is he catches a flagpole from the Red Hulk, and his hand doesn't break. I was like, oh, come on, man. At least give me something that you're saying that this guy is not a super soldier and he's feeling all these injuries, but he catches all this stuff and he's fine. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, that was that's my problem a little bit, is that he needs a little more technology to validate that strength. I also, you can keep the vulnerability. I mean, Tony Stark had tons of moments where he was completely vulnerable,
yes,
even though he had the technology. And there was moments when, he falls down and, shit collapses on top of him. And
the parking garage.
Friday's like, multiple contusions detected. He's like, I detected that too.
I did tell you that. I'm with you. I'm tired of the super soldier thing, because we had it for Captain America. That was fine. But then we had it for the, Sam Wilson's Captain America, Falcon, whatever show. And I got tired of it. I was like, all right, super soldier shit. Everyone's getting it now. Get rid of it. And I like the idea of he just gets more tech. I like that with the adamantium. I even wrote that down. I was like, oh, all right, maybe his suit becomes more adamantium, or maybe a mixture of both. That would be fucking cool, Devo. He gets a mixture of both.
Yeah. And Another thing that I had a problem with, I did like the action. I love the. I don't get the hate again about the graphics. I didn't get the hate about Harrison Ford. I thought Harrison Ford was fucking amazing.
Oh my God,
but
yes. We hated on him so much, but yet I made a note. I was like, he did a phenomenal job, not just as Ross, but all with all the different interactions he had.
I hate to say it, but I don't think William Hurt or the actor who was playing Thaddeus, I don't think he could have done that. I don't think he had the acting scope.
Harrison Ford took it in a different direction. I don't think Thaddeus Ross or, William would have done that. He's a more serious. He always acted more seriously as his character as Thaddeus Ross.
So one other thing that I had a problem with, not the fighting was good. It was about the direction of the fighting. I didn't like the non-lethalness.
Okay.
Captain America was the one character that would carry a sidearm and would kill people. Like when he was fighting Hydra, people were getting killed. He threw people into propeller blades. He chucked them off buildings. You know what I mean? Like he killed them. And they very much made a concerted effort in this movie that Sam Wilson is going to use tasers
Yes.
and knocking them out, that he's not going to use lethal. And I kind of bothered me a little bit because before I watched this, I did the whole trilogy. And, sometimes when you save the world, like this isn't Batman here. We don't need to go full PG here and just be like, I'm going to capture everyone. You can kill people in Marvel. It's okay. Is it just going to be like he can't kill human beings? Because Sam Wilson in fucking Endgame was slicing and dicing those dogs that Thanos sect on him.
Yeah.
So does it mean like you can kill aliens but you can't kill human beings? Like, what's the rule here? You know what I mean? Like, because we've seen Sam Wilson kill before, but in this one, he's like, I'm going to capture and arrest everyone. And that kind of bothered me. It would have been nice to see him.
I wonder if their excuse
Sorry.
is they no, I mean I interrupt you. I wonder if their excuse is let's ease people into the new Captain America and then in the next movie or the one, the collaboration on the next one, he's just fucking with his little side SMGs going at it.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, the SMGs. Yeah, he had the S. He was in fucking Winter Soldier with the two Tac Nines just spraying
Yes.
people.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was also throwing people out of windows. You
No, he
grab
threw him
someone
out the
and drag them
helicraft,
off the
if you
side.
remember.
Yeah, he threw him out of the helicraft. I mean, he was killing people left and right, but all of a sudden now we're not killing people. Like I just thought they went a little soft on that. And it would have been nice. And I understand you're taking him time, but like I said, even in Captain America 1, Cap was killing people left and right.
So I got a
They
question for
we
you.
will. Yeah, sorry.
Do you think we're going to get Ross back? Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford likes every paycheck he's ever gotten.
Correct.
So
And
it'll
he'll
just come
continue.
down to, but here's the thing is do we need him back? I think they made a point of that microdosing. Is that he didn't actually change. Like, Bruce Banner was the full gamma radiation. It altered his cells, whereas this was purely like a drug overdose. It's almost like taking like fentanyl versus Bruce Banner makes fucking fentanyl in his system. He doesn't need to microdose. So I think that it's possible that Thaddeus Ross is done with.
Correct.
Because he might actually get released from the prison, the raft, once it's out of his system. He might be able to just go home,
So,
which could be unfortunate because if it goes out of his system, maybe he dies because his heart gives out.
yeah. So I see it two ways, same as you did. I think the character was a good send-off because he reunites with his daughter at the end, and that's the end of it, right? And
Yeah.
you don't have to bring Harrison Ford back. That's a big budget you can use elsewhere if you had to, but you don't need the character unless they want to use the Red Hawk for anything in the future, which they don't really. From here, what do? You have the Thunderbolts, right? You have then every
Yeah.
other movie in line that you're going to do, like with the Doctor Dooms, the Fantastic Four, and everything else, the Adamantium. You don't need the Red Hulk. I see it that they write him off. This was his send off, which, to be fair here, that was a good send-off. He reunites with his daughter that he always wanted to, and he gave up his legacy. He put himself in prison. I just want to connect with my daughter, and that's the end of it. So, or Betty, whatever. I think it was Betty, and that's the end of it.
Yep.
But they might bring him back if they need, hey, we need the Red Hulk because Bruce Banner's not doing it anymore or whatever. But, yeah, I don't think he's coming back, to be honest. You don't need it. You don't really need it at all.
No. Yeah, I think it was a good ending. I think it's I don't think you need to bring it back. But here's the thing is, like I said, it's not like a snobby actor that's like, I'm done with this role. I don't want to fucking do it.
Right.
Harrison Ford will say yes if you ask.
Right. Like, if there's money involved, he'll do it.
Yes. He will show back up again. I heard stories that he was apparently awful on the set. Stuff like that. I don't really care about that because, you know, we talk about shit like that all the time. And, you know, Doctor Strange actor Benedict Cumberbatch had said he really hated Doctor Strange 1, and he fucking came back and he's doing movie after movie now. So even he fucking eventually folded in line. So I'm okay with it. I don't care either way. I enjoyed the movie. I thought they ruined it by giving away way too much in the trailer. Mm-hmm. I might even say that in a Twitter post, like, hey, before you listen to our review, go see the movie and don't, if it's possible at this point, not to see the trailer. I don't know fucking how you couldn't. It's fucking everywhere, but whatever. So, they were, in my mind, they just ruined it.
Let me ask you this. This is another, I just thought of off the top of my head here. On the story-wise, he was taking these pills, Ross, right? Because he thought it was saving him by his heart. Did he ever not decide, hey, let me take this to a scientist to review the pills and check them? Because Dunphy sent it to one guy in like 24 hours or 48 hours. The guy told him, don't take those pills. They're full of gamma. Did Stern tell him, hey, this is the only way to save you is by taking all this gamma? Is like, there's so, story-wise, there's so many little things that just piss me off.
But it could give away what happened. You know what I mean? Maybe he shows the pills off and someone's like, hey, where did you get these pills? That's the whole point of the black site, is you don't tell anyone about the black site.
But this is a guy so well connected. He could have had so many different scientists check it. It's just little things like that. At this point, I'm nitpicking. But the thing is, if Dunphy was able to decide, hey, these pills are bad, they're full of gamma, this guy should have just questioned it. But anyways,
maybe he knew. Maybe he knew. Maybe he knew. Maybe he knew, like, hey, you got to take these pills. It's going to keep your heart going. But the side effect could be you could turn into the Hulk.
No, I don't think so.
No, because here's the thing is, he kind of knew what was happening. When he was getting agitated and he was starting to get on edge, he kept walking away from the people and going off on his own to, like,
yeah,
I guess,
but I think he
down.
Didn't want
so
them to
he,
see
it's
him.
Possible he,
I don't, I,
it's
I think,
possible. I think he knew. I think he knew that the Red Hulk was going to come out.
I don't believe that. I can't. There's nothing in this story that tells me he kind of knew that. I think he walked away because he didn't want them to see him that way. Because this is a guy who, I'm a general. Like, it was funny on the ship. He was telling people, were saying, "What do we do?" And they were all taking orders from him. You're the president. You're not. And he tells him, I'm a wartime president now. It's like, this the most stupidest things you can say in these movies is like that. It's like, yes, you're the president, but you don't command the ship when you're on it like that, right? And he was taking advice from his secret agent or whatever, his whatever the agent was. Like, he walks away because he's losing control, and then he loses even more control. He doesn't take off the headset, by the way. He just continues to listen to Stern. And then he loses even more shit when he's in front of everybody at the lawn. But it was just like the most stupidest things. It's little things like that that get me. But let me ask you this also. What did you think of the end credit scene?
The post credit? Just worthless.
Just worthless, right?
Worthless.
Hey, it's so
there's
stupid.
No reason there's no reason that should not have been in the movie itself. The post credit scene is supposed to be for the next movies. And I understand, like, technically it does. That was the most worth. I and the fact that it wasn't the mid credit scene.
There was no mid
credit
scene.
I know. But I know there was one scene after the movie ends, right? I knew that going in. I always look that up. I always want to know that. How do I have to wait to the final end of the credits? The
Yeah.
fact that they put that fucking piece of shit scene at the very end of the credits instead of post-mid, like at the mid-credits, made me violently angry.
What did
I
you do?
like
punch the kid in front of you?
I took my bottle of water, and I had one of those like 20-ounce bottle of waters that you buy at the movie theater.
Yeah.
I took my bottle of water, and I, like, instead of like underhandedly throwing into the trash can, I overhanded that bitch into the trash can. I was so angry that I waited an additional 5 minutes. What was the point? Why?
There was no point.
Why?
Nothing. It was so stupid. So, it's funny, Diva. We didn't even get a mid-credit scene, right? Like, right after the ending, you see, like, the five main actors and then give us a little thing. They could have given us something. There's so much options they could have given us, right? And then what I did was Googled, is there an end-credit scene? And the first thing that came up, yes, there is an end-credit scene. And before I read what happens, I turn it off, the phone, and I go to my buddy. I'm going to go use the bathroom. I use the bathroom. I come back. And I still had to wait, like, an extra 4 or 5 minutes for the credits. And as it happens, and that stupid scene happened where he's like, they're coming, and let's see if you can stop them, because they're coming. And I'm like, we know about this shit. Why is that an end credits? Devo, oh, there's so many other things they could have done, because we saw Bucky in this movie, right? In the post-credit scene.
That.
Right. In the mid-credit scenes, they could have talked about how Bucky is now a senator or a congressman or whatever, right? Something he connects with him. We could have had the end credit scene where it's like, hey, the new Avengers initiative, right? Or Doomsday. You know what this is far-fetched now, but I'm going to say Sam Wilson showed that he still has imposter syndrome as far as, hey, I'm Captain America. I don't feel like I'm living up to it. Just as a little thing, and this is, once again, this is me just reaching out really far here. They could have had an old Chris Evans come back as Captain America and be like, I'm proud of you. And he's like, now he has his boost of thing. But no, we didn't get nothing. We got an absolutely abysmal piece of shit end credit scene.
Yeah. No, actually, you know what would have been really cool? Because like the whole leader is like he's manipulating everything behind the scenes.
Yeah.
What would have actually been kind of cool is if you would have paired that Bucky scene, which, like I said, we brought up Sebastian Stan last week in the podcast, and I said, he's going to be in this. And you said, are you sure he's going to be in this? I'm like, it's a Captain America movie. You have to have Bucky, you know, like, and so it at least we, you know, we got that right. But that would have been a good post-credit scene, is the leader somehow breaks out of prison, or maybe he's in prison and there's a TV in there and it has a campaign speech from Bucky. And you realize that's when you find out Bucky's running for office, and the leader goes, it's all going according to plan. Is because you start to unravel, if the leader is doing mind control stuff and he wanted Bucky to be in a high place of office, he wanted him possibly to be the president in the future, what better for the leader to have someone who can be controlled mentally?
See, that's not a bad idea. You know what's funny? Because
but they didn't do that.
Right,
they didn't do that.
They didn't do that. But I don't want them to rehash the whole Bucky thing again. Just move on. Move on to a different story. But I like that. That's better than what we got, right? But you know what would have been cool?
Yeah.
Just thinking about it as you were talking about it. What about if they show the vice president? Don't even show his name. Just show the vice president, maybe behind his head. The vice president is going to give now a speech about, you know, where we're moving on from Thaddeus Ross. Or just say the vice president's last name, whoever it's going to be. And then he's like, you see the leader just smile and goes,
yeah,
everything is going according to plan. Give us something. Devo, this was so bad, bro. This was so bad.
What if it's Valentina? What if Valentina who's in charge of the... What if it's her? That would have been a great post-credit scene. It's her saying, like, you know, President Valentina sworn in. And
that would have been good.
And then you have the leader's watching on TV going, like, this is perfect. Like, this is part of my plan. And instead of getting the Avengers back, that's why we're getting the Thunderbolts. Is she's going to be president, and she wants Thunderbolts instead of, you know, and it's thunder, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I kind of like that, because he doesn't even have to say anything remotely that he just smiles and says, 100% accurate, wasn't I? And it just move it on. Bro, the stupid end credit scene we got, it was just a throwaway that me and my buddy looked at each other and were like, what the fuck was that? But once again, I think the writing was poor. The story was poor. The acting was amazing. We already talked about it, right? And you know what's funny? The new widow, and I'm just calling her widow. It's Shira Haas, who plays Ruth Bat, which is, I just call her new widow. She was great. I love the fact, yeah. And I was expecting her to be like, I don't trust you. I don't trust this guy. I don't trust that guy. I'm just going to run you. You're the guy I'm just going to throw in prison. No, she uncovered that shit early on and is like, oh no, this goes deeper than just, you know, all this. I really like that. And I love the fact that user layout, I could see her playing more roles in this whole trilogy they're probably going to do for Sam Wilson's Captain America.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down with let's build up a whole new little. This could be the movie that kind of starts this off, as we've been, every movie since has just been kind of killing the Infinity Wars. You know, like everything's been kind of just wrapping it up into a bow.
Yeah.
And this could be the launching point that could be building our little universe, right?
Yeah.
You get the legs that branch off of this, where between this and, I mean, not just this, but this and Thunderbolts, you really start to get the groups together.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have Hawkeye still connected to Yelena and Kate Bishop.
Yep.
That they bring them in. Bucky is connected to Sam Wilson. Obviously, so he's got the connection to the Thunderbolts. You really could create, and then with the next big focus is Daredevil, you get a more street-level street-level bad guys fought by street-level good guys. We don't need Celestials. We don't need Kang. We don't need Doom right now. We could get a nice little universe on the streets going, and that would be cool. And
what then, did you think of using Giancarlo Esposito, Sidewinder, and Carl, Isaiah Bradley, like in the movie, this movie?
Oh, I like them. I think that was also the direct choice for it's February. It's Black History Month.
Oh, that's a good point.
And they wanted to really get that story out. If you noticed, Isaiah Bradley's entire gym, it was all very famous, historic black athletes that dealt with racism.
That I did see. Yeah, that I did see.
You had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Muhammad Ali and Jackie Robinson. They were all over the walls. So there was a big play on that. And
I meant as a character and how they used him in it. That's what I meant, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. I thought it was great. I thought the acting was amazing. I thought he really did an amazing fucking job of coming off as, like, mentally controlled assassin. And Giancarlo Esposito, that little threat he did, he's like, don't try to break out of Allen. Or what was it, like, Camp Allen or whatever it was, the prison?
Yeah,
and he goes, when I break out of...
Yeah. But I meant more along the lines of how they used them in this story. Like, their acting was phenomenal. Bradley was great, and obviously Giancarlo's phenomenal. But I did like that they introduced Giancarlo as the Sidewinder, but I was expecting more of him as used as a character. And the Isaiah Bradley, we obviously knew that he was going to come back in at some point.
Well, I think that there's a lot of... Some people were really upset that they relied heavily on the show, the TV show, to progress the story. Some people were saying, hey, when did Sam Wilson become Captain America? Wasn't it the other guy? Like, oh, well, didn't you watch the TV show? Because the TV show ends with him becoming Captain America.
Yeah.
So there's a disconnect that a lot of people didn't watch the show. So that also relates to Isaiah Bradley. They had to actually talk you through it a few times. Like, this is who he was for people in the audience that didn't see the TV show.
Right.
But no, I mean, if they do a good job with using this in the future, like I said, with the Serpent Society, I don't think we're done with that, especially with the return of the Defenders. With the return of the Defenders, and if Luke Cage comes back, I very much expect the Serpent Society to be coming back. So this might not be like his one screen time moment for Giancarlo Esposito. I think this is going to be something that might not be in Captain America. Maybe it will. Who knows? But... You know, I'm still pissed off when they fucking blew up what's-his-name in fucking Captain America Civil War.
Oh, yes.
Cap's friend from Winter Soldier.
Ludlow.
Ludlow. And then at the opening scene, he just suicides himself. I'm like, oh, man. So I'm hoping they don't do that to Giancarlo Esposito.
So, you know, we're going to start wrapping it up here. But one thing I wanted to call out, Devo, I always put the posters of these movies in our... notes here, but I really like one of the throwback posters they have. You know, obviously they're all with Sam Wilson in it, but they also, you're probably going to hate this, they all have the Red Hulk in it. Hulk is under all of them. Like, you got him grabbing the shield. You have another one that he's, like, just punching the shield. Another one where he's just punching Sam. It's like, Jesus Christ, I didn't even really notice that. I just really like some of the details when it comes to these posters.
Yeah. For something that, and like I said, that I was constantly pulling out my phone and looking at the time, because I was just, I make mental notes of that. Like, okay, this is finally happening at the 71 minute mark, stuff like that. I make mental note, the fact that he rolled on the screen in the final 10, 15, 20 minutes, and he's everywhere on the posters, on the trailer. I wanted to fight someone. That made me so angry when I watched that trailer and I realized how badly they butchered this. I'm still angry. I'll be angry for the next year. I'll bitch about it. I'm never watching a trailer ever again.
Yeah. I did like that he had his different suits, but anyways, what would you, not rate this movie, but did you like it? Did you hate it? Are you like, I'm 50-50? What?
I would give this, to be honest, like obviously the bar is a lot lower, but here's the thing is the MCU started low. Everyone doesn't like to remember, like, even though Captain America 1 is viewed nicely now, at the time, not a lot of people liked Captain America 1. They viewed that as the weaker one, especially once Winter Soldier came out. A lot of people didn't like Thor 1. They thought that was a punk of shit. And I actually enjoy it more now with seeing Loki's arc and what Loki ended up being. Thor 1 is amazing to watch when you see what happens to Loki in that. And so I would give this, with a little hindsight, I would give this like a 91% for me. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
You threw high. I forgive
some of its mistakes.
So I always liked Captain America 1. Like, that for me, I was like, oh my God, if they continue to make these Marvel movies like this, this is going to be amazing. You're right. Winter Soldier was better than than Captain America First Avenger, but the sequel was just better, right? But I never saw it as a bad movie. Now, Thor 1, I didn't like. I was like, oh, this is a good movie, but whatever. I don't give a shit about it. Like, if, you know, if I was giving a 5-star rating, I'll give it like maybe a 2 or 3. It was maybe a 3 for me, yeah. Thor. This movie, I want to give it a 3.5. And the only reason is because, once again, I'm a little biased here. I like Captain America. I like Anthony Mackie. I love how they played into his role as a Captain America. They didn't use the Chris Evans of, I'm a righteous guy. They didn't give him serums. They didn't give him anything. They made him more down to earth. And as Sam Wilson, Anthony Mackie did a phenomenal job of trying to be hey, I'm just a guy trying to do right in the world. The Joaquin story, like, you have this hothead who's trying to play off. I was like, oh my God, I've seen this shit before. Just, why would you got to do all this shit? And the guy's from Miami, by the way, Devo.
That line in the hospital bed, audibly, like, the entire, because obviously we're seeing the movies down here in Florida.
Right.
I heard 8 to 10 people out loud laugh in the theater when they said, hey, you're going to ask Wakanda for a hookup? That's the most Miami shit I've ever heard.
Right, right. It's funny, right? But I also like the introduction of the new widow for the character, but everything else was just bland for me. We didn't really get anything else like we said, progress. We're not going to beat around the bush, but I'll give it a 3.5 out of 5, really.
And I bet you that 3.5 would be a 4.5 if you had found out about the Hulk in the movie.
That would have been a shocker.
Like, it would have been a great fucking twist. That would have been amazing. I wish I could do the Thanos snap. I mean, I wish I could do the fucking deneuralizer from the Men in Black and just zap it out and then go back to the movies and just see it without the trailer.
Yeah, can you imagine showing this movie to somebody? Let's say that never seen the trailers or anything. Watching about 10, 15 years, like a new generation, and they'll be like, oh, I didn't see that one. And just show them that. Not even the trailer. They're going to be like, oh, he's the Red Hulk? Like, it'll be amazing.
Yeah.
But anyways, I think we talked about enough about the movie. Did a little wrap up there.
Yep.
Diva, where can people find us?
Yeah, they can find us on Twitter over at @WW4UPOD. And I will be tweeting out some stuff now that, and I kind of have a silence on a movie before we cover it. And then once we cover it, then I start tweeting about it. So you'll start seeing some posts.
Yep,
and I will say, even with that 3.5 that you have, I would emphasize, go see this movie.
I would
It's
too.
worth seeing in the theater.
I
It's
would.
got great scenes.
I loved. So one thing we didn't talk about, but the sound and the music, kind of mixture of the two, that was really good. I love how they're not destroying my ears with him in supersonic mode or something, like he's flying. It was very well balanced. Very well balanced.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got this one releasing, and right after this, which I didn't release this week, is just our hot takes and news rant, which I'll release. So dropping more or less at the same time, and then we still have the other four quick movie recaps we got to do.
Yep.
Other than that, thank you for listening in. Hope you enjoyed it. Sorry for shitting on this a little bit, but that was just my take on it because I'm a huge Captain America fan and I was expecting more from this. But other than that, thank you for joining us.
Sounds good.
You're not going to say goodnight? I love
no.
you.
Wow. No, it's not a good night. They ruined it.
Holy shit. All right. Later.